47 minutes after 7 o'clock on your Friday. We're kicking off Memorial Day weekend. James and Julie.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Didn't mean to take you away from anything there, Julie. She's with me now. All right. Today, Wyoming history. 1891, Wyoming's star will go upon the flag this coming July 4th. In accordance with the statute provisions that at the admission of a new state, a star shall be added to the Union, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Yes.
A star.
1785, Benjamin Franklin invents the first bifocals. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Other than wow. That,
again.
I know what you did before.
I was going to, yep, that's exactly what were we doing before?
I always wonder what I would have done before glasses. Because I am
giving up.
Really poor eyesight.
Same. It was over for me. They would have. If this were Sparta in the BCs, they would have put me down. Yeah. It was nope. Bad eyesight. See you later.
1807. Former Vice President Aaron Burr is put on trial for treason in Virginia, but was acquitted in September. 1868, the Great Train Robbery takes place in Indiana. 7 men held up the crew, detached the locomotive, took $96,000 in cash, gold, and bonds on the date.
Nothing like having bonds on hand.
Did they get caught afterwards?
Physical bonds.
I think it took them a while, but I think they...
Or did they get away with it?
I don't know, Julie, actually. I thought they.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Probably got away. Well,
it seems to me that I think they got away with it.
It inspired...
Yes.
Countless unsuccessful attempts after.
It did. 1888, Leroy Buffington patents the system for building skyscrapers.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he had the patent for building skyscrapers?
I know, yeah.
That's odd.
So every skyscraper had to be built after had to go through Buffington.
Had to go through him. 1892, Dr. Sheffield, a British dentist, invents the toothpaste tube. Wow.
Cool.
Been
using
it
ever since. Yeah.
I think they were in glass.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably just in a jar or something.
1843, thousands of people and their cattle headed west via wagon train from Independence, Missouri, to what would become the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Great game.
It was part of the Great Migration, heading to Oregon Territory.
Mm-hmm. Shows you how new this area really is.
I was 1843.
Yeah, but that's really not that old.
No, in terms of American settlers, isn't that?
No. 1931, the first canned rattlesnake meat was sold in Arcadia, Florida. Ever had rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
James hasn't.
Absolutely not.
Do we need to ask him?
No. No, you don't need to ask me. Because you know the answer.
Rattlesnake nuggets?
Every time I think of, this is going to be obscure reference. Hopefully somebody knows what I'm talking about. Every time I think of eating snake, I think of the scene from the movie Capricorn 1.
Okay.
That stars... Unfortunately, O.J. Simpson, and he's in a cave, and he has to kill a snake in order to eat it, because the movie is about them faking the moon landing. So they, like, are running from law, essentially, law enforcement.
Okay, I've never heard of this movie.
Really?
Now I want to see it, because O.J. Simpson.
My dad made me watch it. It was, not made me watch it, but I think I was watching it with my dad.
Sit down, James.
No, yeah.
It wasn't watch Capricorn 1.
It's not like it was it's not like a great movie, but I just remember that scene very specifically and being like ew, cuz I was a kid and being like ew, I wouldn't do that. And so, that's what I think now.
You wouldn't have done what my brother and I did when we were growing up. We were out fencing and we killed a rattlesnake and we skinned it and cooked it on site.
Never ever do that. No. Never.
I wouldn't do that. That's what I did. Is we had one at our place, and Jill and I killed it. But I wouldn't do that now. I love snakes.
You know what I would do?
I would just before go, that? Hi, guy. Go on your way.
I'd eat a bug on the ground before I did that.
Really? Okay.
I'd eat a beetle or something.
Okay.
All right.
I would.
Yeah. Just don't eat the beetles that lady picked up in her hand.
Yeah.
But think about it. I mean,
I hate beetles.
You can go and get a handful of... crickets and eat them at novelty stores.
I don't think we have any around here.
Do we? Maybe, yeah.
Crickets? Yeah.
Like cooking?
They come
crickets?
In the building
well,
all the
no.
time.
No, oh. no, to eat. Yeah.
Well, you can just grab one in the office.
Just grab one outside here.
No, don't.
No. Yeah. Cook crickets and
okay.
pop them in.
All right. We got off on that tangent. 1967, James, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood premiered.
I forgot what he says. Oh. Does he say hello, everybody? Is that what he says?
Neighbor. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hello, neighbor. That's what he does. Yeah. I hate that that's what I've become known for now.
I know. Reverend Fred Rogers, Presbyterian minister, public TV's longest-running children's program on this date. Today's cooler day. Why not? Cooler.
As in the
transporting beverages? Well, you put drinks in?
Transporting beverages, yes.
Cool.
It is also Don't Fry Day.
As in food or sunburn?
Yeah.
As in food.
Yes. Okay.
So that's a no fry Friday.
No there. Fry.
No fries.
I'll do some fry.
Vanilla pudding. Yeah. I don't know why.
Ooh, I like it with those cookies. You know, the vanilla wafers with vanilla pudding.
I always thought vanilla pudding never tasted like vanilla.
There's a slight metallic taste at the end of it.
Like vanilla ice cream and vanilla pudding taste way different.
Really? Sign me up.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
It does.
Nothing like a good old metallic taste at the end of it.
That's nice, sweet taste.
I really like that. It's got a metallic taste.
Is that silver you taste?
The end of aluminum.
Yeah. Put a little iron in there.
Wow.
A little iron.
So in other words, don't accept any food that Julie might want you to eat.
Hey, here. I don't put it in there. I don't notice it.
I know,
forgot to tell you about that metallic taste you get.
It's a delayed response. What? Anyone who takes pudding, wait for it.
There's iron in all of our cereal, so not that, you know, you could
Could be in pudding.
Could be in pudding.
Can't believe you did that.
That's how we get our iron. Really they put it in the food.
But there's a slight metallic taste.
So try vanilla pudding today and tell me I'm wrong.
Vanilla pudding. We're getting it a bad rap today. Saturday, tomorrow, Lucky Penny Day. James always laughs at me.
Those taste like metal. Those taste like copper.
We're not
eating pennies, but I'm picking them up.
Yeah, they I love should the be taste collecting them now.
Look at him. Yeah, they are.
No, it's...
You love to smell gas and you like the taste of pennies? Yeah. Who are you?
There's something wrong with me, I think.
But you won't pick it up off the ground.
No. Unless I'm putting it in my mouth. No.
Capricorn 1 reminds you of eating rattlesnake.
O.J. Simpson was walking around with rattlesnake and pennies in his pocket.
Sit down and watch this movie, James.
My dad was like, you gotta see this.
All right. Okay. World Turtle Day. I love turtles. Yay. I love turtles.
Turtles are great.
They are awesome. I think one of the best things ever in the wild that I've seen.
A turtle?
We were deep sea fishing off the coast of Florida, and two
big sea turtles.
Massive, massive.
Loggerheads?
Yeah.
Turtles swam alongside our boat.
I thought you were just saying that like a best thing you've ever seen in the wild was a turtle. I was like,
well, that I mean, was
you,
yeah.
You lived down much. The far. You've probably seen some better stuff than that.
That like O.J. Simpson, that, but in that case.
Yeah, saw the rattlesnake and killed it and then ate it.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
one on each
I've never
side.
I've never seen
they
one of those.
Were as big as a Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh yeah, they're big.
Yeah, it's pretty. They're impressive.
A lot. Well. The thing is, like, there's no way to tell how big they are when you're seeing them on camera because there's nothing to, like, compare them to because they're in the ocean.
No,
nothing there.
Unbelievable. Oh, hey, asparagus day on Sunday.
I
do, too. We used to go after the big rains, you know, down the Yellowstone River. We'd go down and go pick asparagus.
I'm nodding like I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Wild asparagus?
Yeah, wild asparagus. We did, and then we'd come back and cook it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a cooked asparagus guy, not the raw. I don't like raw asparagus.
Well, you don't usually eat it raw.
Well, you don't usually.
You can eat raw asparagus, can't you?
Well, you can, but it's not usually. It's not like celery.
I mean, you can also eat. You know,
it's not advised.
You can eat raw cucumber, nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, everybody eats raw cucumber.
Raw cucumber is gross.
Cucumber.
What? Yeah, you do. You can barbecue cucumber. Absolutely.
Bob, you win.
It's your call, Julie. It's your kid.
It's part of. Yeah, you cook cucumber. You can bake cucumber, like, slice it up, and then cook it. I'm not crazy here, guys. Sorry. Oh wait, I'm thinking of zucchini.
I'm thinking zucchini.
I'm sorry.
Yes, zucchini. That you do.
Zucchini. That's what I'm thinking.
Starting to make a list here. Pennies, gasoline.
Nope. Yeah.
Frying up cucumbers.
This is a tough Friday for me.
People listening right now are going, "Whoa, James."
Yeah, James has got some issues. Anyone taste pennies?
Yeah. Kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah, cucumbers. Yes, don't.
Zucchini.
We don't advise you to
zucchini
fry
is
them.
What I was talking about.
Zucchini.
I mix them up.
Good. Yeah. We know what you're going on now, James.
I didn't.
But yeah, but we used to. Now we do. Yeah, I know. We do now.
Whatever.
But then after the big rain would come down, then we, my brother and I would go down to the Yellowstone River. We had a little island down there, and we'd pick up asparagus. That stuff actually grows as fast as bamboo does, practically.
Dang, I would love to do that around
here. Oh, it was so good. We'd come back, run back, and then mom would cook them up. And yeah.
I wonder if any grows around here.
Probably a good assumption.
Asparagus was the greatest.
It's grown on the river.
I've never had wild asparagus.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really
good. I tried to grow it once, but it's hard.
It is different than what you buy at the store.
Again, how did they find out that tastes good? Somebody had to have seen that and been like, I'm going to eat this.
Yeah.
And it's just this green plant that's growing out of. Yeah.
Hey, it's Brothers.
I don't eat them.
It's Brothers Day.
Hey.
Yeah.
Shout out to your brothers.
Shout out Will, Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to my brother, Alan, brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Older than me.
I don't have brothers.
Yeah, we'll have a sister's day.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's probably nearby or whatever. It's probably getting close. Escargot Day. Okay, I've had that.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
It's good.
What is it? What is it?
Snails.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Craft Distillery Day.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Oh, it's Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
Buy a musical instrument.
Buy one. Yeah. Got a great music store.
And down to Craft Bros.
Yeah, we do. Mm,
there you go. Joey Chestnut defends his hot dog eating title.
Here we go.
But he's on probation.
Yeah. He had battery charges.
Well, yeah. What? He got a little inebriated in the bar and slapped some people around.
Yeah,
and,
as you do.
And
had a couple dogs, a couple brews.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Chestnut was accused of slapping a man at Indiana bar. He received a 180-day probation sentence. His attorney described the incident as a misunderstanding. Chestnut said he was intoxicated. He'll admit it. I take full responsibility, he said. He said, I don't even remember what even happened.
Wow, he blacked out.
Yeah, he was blacked out then.
But they did give him a waiver. He will be defending his title.
They know who they're messing with.
July 4th at the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating.
They know an American hero when they see one.
Yep, they do.
He's got to hate hot dogs.
He's got to.
Gotta hate hot dogs.
So. All right. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
Everyone have an awesome Memorial Day weekend. Going to be some awesome weather for it. Get out and enjoy. You're listening to Newstalk 930 KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source from news. From your Synergy Home Care Studios, 8 o'clock.